I'll just finish with a little story. At the height of a rush hour, a group of young business companions were running for their train. Tickets in hand, they dashed along the platform. Suddenly a crash. One of them knocked over a table supporting a basket of apples, but they did not stop to help the young girl who staffed the apple stand. They reached the train and boarded with a sigh of relief. But then one of the young men felt a twinge of compassion for the girl whose apple stand they had overturned. He immediately decided to do something about it. He said goodbye to his companions, jumped off the train, and returned to the scene of the accident. He was glad he did so, because he discovered that the girl was blind. He began to gather the apples, and as he did so, he noticed some of them were bruised. He took his wallet out of his pocket, and handing the girl some money, he said, "Here, take this for the damage we did, and I hope we didn't spoil your day." As he started to walk away, the bewildered girl called after him, "Are you Jesus? Are you Jesus?" And in a sense, he was for her, because he acted like Jesus. So the question is, where is Jesus to be found today? Hopefully in us, his followers. Blessed are we if we do not lose faith in Jesus. And twice blessed are we if, like Jesus, we are able to bring compassion and love into people's lives. Then seeing the good works, may they give praise to our Father in heaven. Amen.